Chapter 6 In Mr. Johnson's Office. On Monday, Emma and Tony went to school as usual. In the break, they walked across the hall together and saw Mr. Johnson, the caretaker. He was putting a picture on the wall. When they passed him, he turned his head and stared at them. He had a scary look in his eyes. The two friends continued walking for a few seconds. Then Emma said to Tony quietly, "We must get into Mr. Johnson's office." "Why?" Tony asked. "We must put his keys somewhere in his office. Then he'll think he lost them there," Emma answered. "Okay," said Tony. "Let's do it now. We've still got 10 minutes, and Mr. Johnson's busy. Have you got the keys?" Emma nodded, and the two friends ran to Mr. Johnson's office at the end of the hall. Emma opened the door, and they entered the office quietly. "Let's put the keys on the floor in the corner," Tony said. "Mr. Johnson will come back and see them, and he'll think they fell there."
"Good idea," said Emma.
Suddenly, the two friends heard someone coming to the door.
"Quick! Someone is coming!" Tony said.
They both crouched behind the desk, then the door opened and Mr. Johnson came into his office. He put his things on a chair and started to go to his desk. Fortunately, at that moment, there was a knock on the door. It was Mrs. Roberts, one of the teachers.
"Mr. Johnson, can you come, please?" she asked. "Someone was sick in classroom number 5.
"All right," Mr. Johnson answered.
He took some paper towels and some water, and the two of them left the room. Tony and Emma got up quickly and were leaving the office when Tony saw Mr. Johnson's jacket.
"Stop! Look!" he exclaimed.
"What?"
Emma said. Tony pointed to a notebook falling out of Mr. Johnson's jacket pocket. He took it and read, "IGA Cleaning Service."
"Wow! It's identical to the writing on the blue van," Tony said.
Emma was excited.
"Does that mean that Mr. Johnson is the hacker?" she asked.
"Maybe,"
Tony answered. After school, Tony and Emma waited for Mr. Johnson near the car park. When they saw him enter it, they followed him and hid behind a car. Then they watched him get into his van. It was the same van as the hacker from the library used.
"Now we know for sure," Tony exclaimed. "Mr. Johnson is the hacker."
Tony and Emma returned to the school building and went to see the secretary.
"Excuse me," Emma said. "Can you give me Mr. Johnson's home address and telephone number, please?"
"Why do you need it?" the secretary asked.
"Well, my mum wants to know if he cleans houses too,"
Emma answered with a sweet smile.
"My mum's very busy, and we need some help in the house."
"All right, wait a minute," said the secretary. She looked in a notebook and said,
"Here it is, 13 Oakland Street, phone number 425-7076.
Emma smiled again.
"Thank you,"
she said. Then Tony and Emma took their bikes and cycled to Oakland Street on the other side of the town.